After nearly 10 weeks of social distancing, children and parents have anxiously waited for the news that Bay Area summer camps would be allowed to open. As San Francisco slowly eases social distancing requirements, Mayor London Breed announced that camps are the next activity allowed to resume operations.
I have great news to announce today that San Francisco will allow summer programming to begin. And I want to be clear that this means both the city and its public summer programs, as well as private summer programs. There are going to be a lot of changes. It won't be like the summer we're used to, like the summer last year, where we had programs with tons of kids who were able to move along around the city.
The San Francisco Department of Recreation and Park will offer a number of camps this summer. Children of essential workers and others who need it will have first priority for the spots in the programs. Priority registration for the Parks Department camps will begin on May 26th, and regular registration opens June 6th. The San Francisco Department of Children, Youth, and Their Families also plans to partner with nonprofit organizations to help open camps this summer. Private camp providers can operate as well. The city's emergency child care program for children of essential workers who are under the age of 5 will continue during the summer. Phil Ginsberg, the director of the San Francisco Parks Department, says he expects over 200 camps to be available this summer. But, he adds, all camps will be subject to new health restrictions to reduce the spread of coronavirus.
So starting June 15th, camp providers will be allowed to operate. They're going to need to certify that they're going to comply with the health order and guidance coming out of public health, which means kids still need to be in pods of 12 for older kids. The minimum session for camp providers will be 3 weeks. During a normal summer, kids will go to 1 week of this camp and 1 week of that camp and 1 week of another camp. Our public health officials have asked us to keep kids together in a consistent pod.
The San Francisco Department of Health released a list of restrictions summer camps must abide by. Children must remain in groups of 12 or less and keep their distance from other groups. Adults and children 13 years and older must wear face masks, and those between 3 and 12 should be encouraged to use them with adult supervision. Children under 2 should not wear masks. Children and staff must be screened for coronavirus symptoms when they arrive, and those with symptoms must have their temperatures taken. Children or staff who do have symptoms must then leave the camp immediately. Surfaces or objects that are frequently touched must be regularly cleaned, sanitized, and disinfected, along with other recommendations. The city also has plans to help out San Francisco teenagers who may have had their internships canceled or jobs eliminated due to the coronavirus. Maria Sue, the director of the Department of Children, Youth, and Their Families, says the city will help teens find work in camps this summer.
So we are going to work very closely with our nonprofit agencies to help young people connect to internship opportunities or actual job opportunities at some of these summer programs or at offices that are slowly opening up. So there's great opportunities for private sector folks who are opening up and would be interested in being a mentor for a young person this summer. That would be amazing.
Under the new health guidelines, every group of 12 children in a summer camp needs to be accompanied by 2 staff members. Ginsberg says this will open up new job opportunities for teens since summer camp staffing needs will be greater. According to the American Camp Association, an estimated 20 million U.S. children attend summer camp each year, fueling an $18 billion industry that employs over 1 million seasonal workers. San Francisco summer camps can start operating on June 15th. Reporting for KPFA Pacifica Radio, I'm Kate Ida.